Call the meeting to order. We'll have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a moment of reflection. Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Here.
Herman.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Block.
Here.
And Brandenburg.
Here.
Your Honor, oh, everybody's here.
Counsel, you have the agenda in front of you. Is there any additions or corrections to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Mayor on comments. We'd like to welcome all of you to Bluegrass City Council meeting. We hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phone and our pagers. We want to hear from you, but we ask that you wait to be recognized. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so we can keep the meeting on task. In an effort to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments or concerns to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Thank you. Next is public forum. This is a time set aside for comments for the public from the public on topics of city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to requirements of open meeting law, but may do so at a future meeting. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Seeing none. Next item is consent agenda, items 1 through 3. Any questions about the consent agenda? Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is engineer's report. I didn't feel it was necessary to have Mr. Janicek here tonight. I'll try to answer any questions if you have any about the engineer's report. We do have items number 4, or number 5 and number 6 on there as well, if you have any, which are covered under his report as well.
Did you want to further discuss item number 5, since we have a full council, what their intentions are?
You mean 6?
Number 6.
Oh, 6.
Right.
And I'm talking about number 4 right now. Any questions about his report? Let's just move on to item number 5, which is Lamphere Drive. We know that's pretty well everything's done and been signed off on. We're now into the warranty phase.
Can we remove that? Or does that need to stay on?
Just about to tell her to ask if it was okay with you guys to remove it, but I think we can take that off.
Okay.
Next item is item number 6, which is East Telegraph Road improvements. I have kind of put, lack of better words, pumped the brakes on this because we didn't have a full council. I know there's some concerns about spending the money to do that road, and then there's some concerns about not spending the money to do that road. So I would encourage the council to decide what avenue you want to pursue with this. If we are not going to spend the money to repair this road completely, I believe that there's several spots out there that we're going to have to spend some money to patch repair that road. So I just need a direction you'd like me to put the public works and engineer on. I know there's two places that are pretty, is there two places or three places that we've seen that we should probably patch?
Definitely on the East Main Street,
yep,
side before you get to the return.
Yep.
I would say that's probably the worst. And then there's some smaller areas, you know, that we can probably hit.
If we move forward with total reconstruction, can it wait to the construction process?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And the reason why I wanted to bring it up to the council now is because I know there was several council members that thought we should move forward with it. And then I think there was a couple that were, or one or two that were concerned about putting money out there, that kind of money out there for it. But if we do not do the whole project out there, I think we're going to have to do some sort of patching. It's pretty much down to dirt in that one spot there, and it's sunk in horribly. So if we don't do the whole project, we at least need to do the patching in and a couple of highly deteriorated areas.
You've got that shoulder that's starting to break away and
starting
to break off. And
the shoulder is an issue, but the one portion is right in the driving lane from the off ramp heading north. And I see it, I don't see it anymore, but you see it daily where people are going over into the opposite lane to miss that spot because it's such a dip in there. And if you get out and look at it, there's nothing, there's no asphalt left there. It's pretty well gone. So, like I said, it's council's decision on how you want to move forward, but we either need to move forward with total reconstruction or we need to move forward with getting bids on doing some patching work out there. And I think we would just have, my opinion would be, if we're going to do patchwork, then we would just have Jim and our engineer meet out there and only do the most deteriorated areas we have to. We know we're going to have to do something with Main Street heading north to the stop sign, but whether we do anything going east and west, there's a couple spots that are kind of, they're pretty rough, but I think we can make do with it. The problem of it is the more plowing we do, the more salting we do, it's just going to keep deteriorating that.
Do we have traffic counts on that section of the road?
It's going to be coming up.
Yeah, spring. Wasn't it spring?
Yeah, spring.
Yes.
That was traffic. My only thing. I would really be interested to see what our traffic count is on that road. One. Two, I think we got another spot that's a lot more traffic that is causing a lot of problems. So, like, right on North Mississippi there, mm-hmm. right where, like, it's switching over to County pretty much, it's cupping really bad. I think it's going to buckle probably within the next year or two.
Well, the amazing part about it is, and I'm glad you brought that up, is I had a concrete contractor actually contact me about this and said, now would be the time to do some repair here before it completely blows this road up right here. And he said, because of the weather that we've had here, he said, we get a good hot summer and that freeze-thaw thing, he says, it's going to buckle. So there's another problem with that.
I mean, that's going to be a higher traffic area than...
Oh, definitely.
What that is, but...
And I can tell you that and just from the years that I worked out there, I can tell you that road, that telegraph road going that way is... Your high traffic area is spring and fall when grain hauling is pretty much in there because they're all taking that road to go deliver crops to the river or whatever.
Do we have a service rating on that road yet? Do we know what it is?
No.
I mean, you know, what is it able to handle as far as truck weight and tandem weight and so forth?
What is it able to handle or what it hasn't handled?
Is it able to handle?
Well, I don't know what the able to handle is because I mean...
Right, yes, that's where the rating...
That's... I mean, I know how many...
How much it does handle?
Some of the loads that it does handle. I mean, and you're talking... I know there's at least three grain haulers that are from around this area and they're legal for hauling 95,000 pounds. And I know they run that route.
Now, when that was converted over to a truck route, is that anything that had to be taken into account as far as like the load rating on there?
No. It was merely a situation where the city could go in there and designate it as truck route. And the reason why we made a designation of a truck route out there is because at the time we were trying to get a grant to reconstruct that road into concrete and completely redo that road. Well, it was brought to our attention that if we designated a citywide truck route and basically a bypass, if you will, that it looked better on the books. But when we went for the grant, it was preposterous. It was the most horrible thing I ever went to.
Yeah, they had us change it federally, reclassify it so we qualify for the grants. And then when we were looking at getting the grant, the DOT came back and said that road doesn't qualify. So there's hardly any grants out there that.
And I would, and I'll be honest with you, we were actually kind of in limbo on it for a couple of years there, because at one point they were talking about classifying Telegraph Road, which I'm talking about the gravel all the way to 110th Avenue, as a safety bypass road for any major incident on Highway 61. And the County Board of Supervisors at that time and the Sheriff's Department was trying to get it to where they could hard surface that road. So we were kind of hanging back a little bit to see how they came out, and thought maybe we could just piggyback with them and at least get all the way to Mississippi Street done. Well, that County Board of Supervisors is no longer there, and I think they kind of put the kibosh to it completely. And I'll be honest with you, in the time I've been here, I know of at least, I was thinking about it tonight, I know of at least five times, maybe six, that we've patched out there, and you'd be able to tell, because as you go out there you see the concrete patches. Now, what concerns me about that is when I went out there with Jim and Mike from the engineering service, I noticed that some of them concrete patches actually have cracks through them now. So when we were talking about doing this boring, I told him, I literally looked down and I told Mike Janicek, I said, I can tell you there's nothing underneath here if that concrete's cracked, because I know how deep Wright's Construction dug it when they poured it. So inevitably, you know, long term, yeah, absolutely, the city's going to have to do something to that road. And yeah, I think you're in your defense that road coming into Bluegrass is definitely coming from the north headed south. It's definitely a bad spot. We need to do something with it.
Now, do you think our best bet is to just set budget what we think that we can respectfully afford to put into these, and then start contacting people as far as if it's even do? I mean, these are the most important ones, and then we just kind of got a checklist, you know, take us up to this far, you know, this is where we want to go.
Well,
who can do the most for us?
If I may, my thought process was I understand the constraints of, you know, a $2 to $3 million project. So my thought process was if we don't do anything else, let's do the patching. Okay, we know we have one humongous patch heading north on Main Street. That should be priority one. And then obviously the spot coming into Bluegrass from the north on Mississippi Street should be the other priority. And then whatever dollar amount that we can, you know, respectfully decide we can, you know, pull from the coffers is where we should start looking at how much other patching or other, even have the engineer and the building or public works director go around and see if there's any highly volatile areas that we need to patch. I'm a little concerned right over here on Main Street, right there, I would say just a little bit west of the Tavern 61, kind of by the car wash, there's a bump there. And that's concerning me what it is there. Now, that doesn't seem, Jim and I talked about it several times, it doesn't seem like it's gotten any bigger.
I got one out by my house.
And you also have one out by your house. That's been there for ever. And I know when I worked for the construction outfit, we milled that twice. So we've milled that down before to mill that bump out of there. So.
And the other one I get complaints about is going into the post office, all those semis that are going to that glass company. Mm-hmm. Jim, you looked at it, that huge bump right there by the post office. Everybody says it's Bluegrass's speed bumps, but it's bad.
Well, I mean, I guess the council needs to decide which avenue you want to pursue, or if you want to just get, or just, lack of better words, take it for a spin and say, okay, let's see what it's going to cost to do these areas, patching-wise or reconstruction-wise or whatever. We know we got Lamphere Drive taken care of now, and I think before we decide to go redoing any streets and So far, what I'm seeing with the ceiling that we did last year, I think it's held up pretty good.
Is there-